I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, my beautiful black people, my beautiful Americans, my beautiful Russians, my beautiful Haitians, my beautiful people. No, what's good? What's cracking? How y'all feeling? It is your boy, Chill Out P, and I got my guy, my friend, my brother,
Mr. Qualifies, you feel me?
And we here just checking in with y'all. You feel me? Another week.
Bro, you left out mad countries, though. I'm just saying.
No, I know. But that's why I went back to my people. You feel me?
Because
I'm going to lose too many shits. Asians, Japanese, you feel me? Like, I fuck with all y'all.
But, man, we gonna do something. I feel like it's going to be relatively quick, but I do think it's going to be a good conversation. We are going to talk about tears. For rappers, rap artists, you know what I'm saying? I think that'll be interesting, even if we start to define who is like a rapper or like how this gets separated. Cause even within the conversation of like lyricist or like rapper versus rap artists, like things can get a little dicey. So I think it'll be interesting. But we was talking offline and I think we agreed on tiers for the most part. So we'll have our tiers of like, for the most part, active rappers. But then there's this like living legend tier that's like there, the respect is there. Like they may still drop music, but we already kind of have them placed where they are, whatever list or whatever realm you may be talking about. And then there's like a God tier of like just, I guess if you, they would be the ones that are in the conversation of most influential, impactful, and potentially best rappers of all time, give or take. You know what I'm saying? Just as a foundation of what we talking about. But I don't know. I think we can get to God tier. I don't really want to start with God tier. I think I just want to start with tier one of like rappers right now in 2023. So who are our givens? I feel like there are like a few, maybe a handful of like givens in tier one. And I don't think tier one is that big to begin with, may I add. So
tier one is also, just so I understand, lower level.
To God tier, yeah, but not necessarily. It's like
it's just the base.
No, tier one is not the base. Tier one would be like, it's essentially the top of the pyramid. The base would be more like tier three or four, if we gonna have a tier four.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
God tier is like the very small pyramid at the top of the pyramid. And then tier one damn near like under that by a step or two, depending on how you want to count living legends and shit.
I just want to preface this with a Chill Out P is a music fan. I'm not really a hip hop. I'm not going to call myself a hip hop historian. I'm not going to call myself a rap historian. Just going to preface that with that. So don't kill me. You feel me? Like, get off my dick. Nah, but shit, the typical niggas, Drake, Kendrick, yeah. Cole. That's cool. That's tier one for you.
Tyler tier one?
At this point, yeah.
Is Travis tier one?
Now that's when it gets iffy. Travis is a hip hop artist. Travis is not a rapper. So he would be a tier one hip hop artist, but that's it's an asterisk next to his, you feel me?
Pusha?
But like Pusha is kind of teetering that living legend. We know what we getting from Pusha. Pusha can rap. Pusha solidified, but you don't expect a Drake album from Pusha. And I mean with volume, not how he produces.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So
because where would you put a, granted he's a producer, but I feel like there's a group of rappers that kind of go in that like niggas may argue this, but regionally, he's a fucking living legend, Jim Jones.
Yeah, because then Cam would be living legend then, right?
It's a lot of living legends that's these niggas is cold. They albums were cold. They not doing shit now, or they time may have went, but what they did and shit, even a feature, like me and you was just rolling around to that Cam and Wale a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like shit, once they drop some fire, shit still fire.
Yeah, I'd agree with both of them as living legends. I mean, I feel like they're in rap. Their status is pretty, like, the respect is there. There's no question on their, not legitimacy. That's not the word I'm thinking about. But, like, they're,
no question with their stardom. Y'all proven stars. Y'all just not the big star. But yeah, the big star is kind of, like, decided by the powers that be.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair. Because I think Jadakiss is a living legend.
I would not deny that. I would just throw the whole locks in there.
Yeah. Okay. So going back to tier one, then where if I throw out Benny,
who?
Benny the Butcher.
Two.
Okay. I think you said who? Two. Okay.
No. I said two.
Okay.
Motherfuckers could argue three. Because I feel like Benny is a top tier rapper in the art of rapping,
yeah,
his music isn't always good in comparison to his co-parts, Westside and Machine. Conway the Machine. Sorry, I was about to call him Ghostface. I'm sorry. I fuck with New York though. That's why I'm even thinking about y'all. But yeah, no, like Conway album was good. I feel like shit, all the West Side projects are good. Benny might have a good song. He might throw off some good verses. His songs aren't always the best though. That's why that Drake record not coming out hurt so much, because that could have skyrocketed.
Yeah, I understand that argument. So it's not just the skill aspect. It's the skill aspect mixed with
imagery plays a big part in this shit.
Imagery in terms of like their aesthetic as an artist.
Imagery in terms of not their aesthetic of an artist, how it looks like, how important it looks like you are to the industry.
Okay. I get that. Yeah. Okay, so tier one is solidified at who are we name?
Drake, Cole, Kendrick, Tyler. That was it?
I believe so.
Trying to think, is there anybody else that we could throw in that?
Sure. So who is not in the conversation based off being a hip hop artist and not a rap artist? So I'm assuming Thug is out of any conversation for the tier, if we doing that separation.
Yeah, I guess like, cause I'm like, but Thug raps. I can't deny that Thug raps. Like he's a melodic rapper. But he raps. Yeah. So I think with relevancy, he would have to be in that one.
Yeah.
But relevancy and power and support, he's at that one. Skill, I just think he knows how to manipulate his skills.
Yeah, Thug knows how to make a song. Thug know how to make a song. So whatever he needs to do to make the best song, given production, whatever the case may be, whatever the feature is, he can do that. If I'm looking for straight 16s from Thug, he would drop on whatever list if we just going solely by bars. I think that's because of that, though. I I wouldn't want to. I would fight for tier. I will fight for like tier two, maybe, but he would probably be closer to three with like a respectful three, just given all things being considered in the conversation.
So if that's the case, where would you put, like, I'm thinking about the other niggas that's in rap, Thug, Dirk. Those two are under Thug. So if we put in Gunna, I don't know if I might have said Thug twice.
Yeah.
But Gunna and Dirk would go under Thug. So that's why I'm saying like Thug has to be at least two.
Gotta be two. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I'm completely fine with him at two. I was just, I want to be able to keep the same criteria, essentially. Cool. But Thug at two, I like that. Yeah, I don't know who else. I don't know who else really fighting for one based off of what we're looking at. Because out of the four we've named, I don't think he'd have. I feel like this came up in the story of hip hop episode, but I think his impact and his relevancy is that large.
That it's crazy that this might sound wild. Future almost a living legend.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. And it's, I just wish, so with the homie's response to us, my whole thing is the disrespect is not to his status, but I think that depending on what conversation you have, because Future's skill as a rapper does not compare to some of the other names that we've said. But if we just talking about his longevity, his ability to sustain relevancy over time, like, you got to give it to him. And he's definitely making his way into this living legend category because he is a legend essentially already, especially in the trap genre alone. Yeah. He's a legend. So,
I mean, shit, T.I. just list him as a part of the Mount Rushmore.
What was the rest of T.I.'s Mount Rushmore? I'm curious.
Jeezy, Gucci, him.
Him, Future.
That makes sense.
It does. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Sheesh. So for the sake of this conversation, is Future then in that tier one? I don't know if we push him to living legend yet.
I would think he's in tier one for sure. I don't think that's like too crazy to say because Drake and him are like 1A, 1B.
And
as far as like views, like, you got Drake is more a serious rapper. You got Future is like the hip hop, give us melodies type shit.
So five in tier one: Drake, Cole, Kendrick, Tyler, Future.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who else really is winning the argument. Like, we could throw out names, but I don't think anybody's gonna make the cut. Who's gonna be? I don't think there's anybody else currently in rap that's on the same level as these five.
Yeah.
All things considered.
So, with that being said, 21 Savage is tier three.
Ooh, why three instead of two?
I wouldn't put him on the same level as Thug. I would put him right under that. And that's the only reason why. Just because we put Thug in two, so that fucks up where 21 goes.
What?
Because I don't feel like he's so much better than Gunna or Dirk type shit.
Ooh, I kind of do. Maybe I think that 21 probably he raps more. And I think at this point in time, I trust 21's album to be overall better, more versatile.
His album?
I'm saying, I think where, not necessarily his last album. I'm thinking that if the next album we get, based on what we've seen feature-wise, all of that, I think 21 is more versatile than Gunna and Dirk, me personally.
I respect that. I might disagree just because you used albums as the test. Because I'm like, his albums aren't good. Like, his project.
So the last one, the one with a lot on it, you didn't think that one was good?
I don't like 21 Savage albums. Like, 21 Savage mixtapes have always been his best projects to me. Like, even that Issa shit that went crazy. Like, Issa was a big album, but you go back and look through the track list and there's no songs that you can find that were relevant for real.
Outside of Bank Account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
but it went up because of his name. Like, some music sells more so because an artist is around certain artists, so they then built up the popularity to where it's like, oh, that's going to sell regardless of how it sounds. People are going to go listen to it. People are going to stream it. So then that turns into sales. So then they had a number one album. It wasn't good though. But that could be my own bias though.
I'm not mad at it. Depending on who else we put in tier two and tier three, that would be the only thing that would make me potentially argue. But for right now, I'll respect your argument of Thug being where he's at and that being why 21's in three. I respect that. We'll see if that changes. But okay, so if Thug is two, 21 Savage is three.
Jid two.
Jid is definitely two. Smino two.
Biasly, I want to say yes, but I could also understand somebody saying Smino is three. Just because he doesn't.
Smino better than 21 Savage?
Biasly, yes.
I mean, Smino is, in terms of, I think even in terms of the way he may potentially be seen in the industry, I think Smino is closer to Thug than he is to 21 Savage. Not that any of them are like comps that would make sense, but yeah. I think if you're talking about like how they're seen, I think Smino
is Smino as respected? Because like that's always been my question mark. Like I feel like he's respected and viewed by Dreamville a certain way, but I just haven't seen too much acknowledgement outside of them.
I think that for Smino, I think you mentioned it before. I think Smino is still a niche artist, but I think that he has the appeal, not necessarily the appeal to be mainstream, but I think he appeals to multiple musical audiences. But I don't think he's done a project or necessarily spread his reach to reach all of them. I think he's still in his niche audience. I think each album he's done has gotten better and you continue to see the versatility. But I think it's hard because I don't think he's kind of ascended into his
prime yet. That's why it's hard to place him in two for me, because I'm like,
that's fair.
View-wise, you don't see him. Like, if you know, Smino is a if you know, you know artist.
But I kind of think Jid is too, still.
Yeah.
So that's the hard part. But
I'm like, Jid got that recognition, though. Like, Jid got the recognition with the radios.
He does.
So that would be my only argument with that. Like, the radio heads put Jid up there.
I think the last album pushed him into that.
I can respect that
space.
I can respect that.
I'm not mad at it. Might be some arguments, and I'd hear them. But Jid in two, Smino in three. I get it.
Who else raps? I see. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't be knowing too many rappers off the top of the dome. I'm like,
Wale. So where Wale going?
Wale not on this.
Ooh.
He would have been a living legend, but he ain't got good enough albums. He's not technically like active right now either. So it's like we can't put him on like a tier four because he's not dropping music. He hasn't dropped in what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Been so two. So that's
he's
what
been
saying.
Relatively like, quiet. There haven't been
quiet,
many features
seen. Quiet as fuck. He had a kid. Shout out to that dad. Like, but honestly, like, if you'd have had another number one, like, Ambition was a great, that's a timeless album. That's an undeniable album. That Matrimony album was straight, but the only song that really came out of that was the Matrimony shit.
Yeah.
And I think it was a one other song that he went, like, back and forth with this one nigga on. That shit was cool. And then he dropped, like, three EPs after that. Might be another album in between that, and then three EPs.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah. That's tough. I feel that.
It's tough. It's tough because, biasly, I want to put him in Living Legend. You know what I'm saying? But
I get the because the catalog hasn't. I feel like Wale's respect comes from the skill. Like, people respect the skill, and people know that Wale, especially more so as a lyricist, is maybe borderline top tier, depending on how strict you want to be.
Wordplay lay.
You said what?
Wordplay lay.
Wordplay lay. But if we talking discography, we talking catalog, all things considered, I think the respect of that, it, for me, based on what you're saying, is what keeps him out of Living Legend. But then I'd agree that it's weird to kind of put him in any of the other tiers, because he's not tier one, because he just hasn't seen the success and doesn't have the image of those in tier one. In any other tier is just kind of disrespectful, but it's just like he better than those artists. So, like, yeah, it's,
we can't even, we're not gonna put you on a list, bro, because it'd be disrespectful to put you on a list. Like, yeah. Same thing with Big Sean.
Ooh. I think Wale, so who would be closer to Living Legend status, Wale or Big Sean?
Wale, but Big Sean has an undeniable album.
Yeah. The second album was fire too, though.
Yeah. Third album wasn't bad either.
It wasn't. It wasn't. Man, sheesh. Yeah, okay, where Meek?
So because Meek just happens to drop every year some bullshit, like he randomly just throw out some shit.
Yeah.
Meek is teetering at tier four.
Are you giving him tier three?
I don't think I would. He's not as relevant as a Gunna or a Dirk.
Are Gunna and Dirk solidified in three?
What you think?
Well, they gotta be. We said they was under Thug.
I would put them in three. I wouldn't put them no lower.
Right. So then that means Baby has to be in three then, right?
Yeah. All them. All the Lils. All the popping Lils. Who else are popping Lil? Lil Uzi? Baby.
Or is Uzi?
Uzi might be two.
Uzi might be two. Uzi might be two.
Uzi might be two, but that's because of power.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think if Uzi rapped more, not saying he has to.
For sure.
Not saying he has to.
For sure.
But if he rapped more, this would be undeniable, in my opinion.
For sure.
Because Uzi can rap.
Uzi be rapping his ass off. He just like doing other shit.
Literally. Yeah, it's kind of hard not to put Uzi into because of the power. But okay, let's get out the young niggas for a minute. Where's Ross?
Living Legend. And honestly, he might be teetering that. Yeah, he might be teetering that because he got some verses.
Okay. All right. So if.
Because he didn't went toe-to-toe with Jay a couple times.
He's one of the few artists that I think he be put on records with Jay, because not every artist just being put. Fair. Yeah.
If we want to play it safe, Living Legend, it's undeniable. That's undeniable.
Yeah, I don't
know. That God tier argument, though.
Okay. All right. So, God tier, if this is who's in God tier, we got Hov in God tier. We got Nas in God tier. Biggie in God tier.
Yeah, but Biggie also said you look so good. You know, that's crazy. Like, that's crazy. That's wild as a bitch that he said that. But, I mean, he a god, though, you know?
Is there okay? So my thing, if is there anybody else that's in God tier that if they're in there, it's hard to put Ross in there today?
We said nah.
Is it just them three right now?
Jay, we said Jay, Biggie, Pac, Nas. And then if we used to throw Ross, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Because I feel like Snoop fell off. So Snoop is a living legend. He's not a god tier. You don't go to Snoop for the fire verse. You just go to Snoop for the name. But Ross will still give you a solid 16. And Ross down there will give you like a super solid 16.
I got an argument. Well, not even an argument. I don't feel like it's an argument. I got a god tier nominee though.
What up though?
Three Stacks.
I put him at living legend, but I feel you. It's the same. What I just described is what he does. So I get it. I would agree is what I'm saying. Like at first I was thinking living legend, but based off of what I just said, I would agree.
I'm not mad at Ross being in God's here though. Like I'm not. And because Ross is still relatively active, I feel like Ross operates.
Who all is on God did?
Ross, Wayne, Jay.
Wayne in God tier too.
Wayne's definitely.
I'm like that.
Wayne can't be living legend right though. Like no, I feel like
Wayne is God tier.
You got it. I mean, he has to be.
Yeah,
he has to be. Sheesh. Yeah.
All these young niggas going to get a Wayne verse right now, and then Wayne washing them niggas on the song. That shows it right there.
I'm not. I can live with Ross being God tier because Ross is not.
Damn.
Ross is not Jay, right? Obviously, but I feel like he operates in this space of a Ross 16 is still like you still want that. You still if you can get a Ross 16,
that nigga paint pictures. I ain't gonna lie.
And that's whether you established or up and coming. That 16 still means something. And with you knowing you gonna get a solid, very impressive 16, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at him and got you.
Yeah. Just want to throw this wrinkle out there. It's a random artist, you know. But I fuck with LA. Shout out to all them bees. My nigga Game. Where does Game fall? Is he a living legend or is he not on the list?
So this is interesting. So with Game, funny enough, so there have been arguments to your claim from the other episode that Game is top 15.
I only saw one person argue it, but I respect it.
So I think for Game he could be considered a living legend. And I think that that's probably the safest bet because it's weird because Game should be, I think Game should be bigger. I think Game should be bigger than what he is. Whatever the reasons for that, whatever.
You wouldn't get 50 Cent.
Well.
I'm like, 50 Cent was in competition with Kanye West. You can't go against them type of niggas.
50 is a living legend.
For sure. Definitely not God's here.
Fair.
Did you hear that recent verse? That shit was some bullshit.
No, I didn't even know 50 had a recent verse.
Had a recent verse on, he was a feature, somebody shit. I forgot who album it was. It was trash, though.
That's tough. Yeah, Game got to go living legend. Cause
damn, one person we forgot for that guy, too.
Ooh.
M
has to be God, too. He has to be. Yeah. Game's a living legend. I all things considered, he's not a tier one. I just don't think he's active enough or in his prime to be like a tier one. But from a skill standpoint, especially as a rap artist, no other person we've named in two or three, for as far as a 16 is concerned, like is holding the candle, to be honest.
Hell no.
So yeah, game living legend. Where, if at all, is Ye on this list?
Ye can just be number one. Like, he can be in that tier one. Just because, like, he gonna get the best writers. He gonna perform it well. He doesn't write his own. Even if he's not writing his verses, he's gonna get the best writers. His production is gonna be top tier. It's gonna sound like a great body of work. And that's just been consistent. You know, like, he's always, like, him and Drake is, I can say this for him too, him and Drake is 1A, 1B.
Fair. Who are you about to say? You was about to, it looked like you had just thought about somebody.
Yeah, it was somebody old. How based old? Off of what you were saying, but I forgot. I ain't gonna lie.
So where's Joey?
Badass?
Yeah.
He would be two or three. And honestly, which one he goes into would be depending on what we gonna lean towards. Because if it's rapping skill, that's undeniable. But if it's making music, albums, that's iffy.
I feel like looking at his catalog, I would like to say that his recent album from last year helps his case of music making. Because I think I don't even think that All American Badass was necessarily bad. I just think the diversion from his true genre, like, it was experimental.
Yeah, that was different.
Yeah, it was just different. But I could see how that could be an argument for somebody to say, well, if that's what we're going off of, or if that's the latest thing he put out.
Yeah.
But since he got the other album, and since even in some of the singles and other songs I've seen him on, he's shown a bit of that versatility in music making, in terms of making different types of songs, I'd give him two. If somebody really wanted to argue three, I'd hear it. But I'd personally give him two.
I fuck with Joey. It's just, I guess the thing that I was questioning is relevancy. Like, how big is his star type shit? But I fuck with him on two.
I think his star is big in New York.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like industry level, he may be more respected as an actor now, which is scary to think about.
I wouldn't argue it, but I would only say that the cause for that is because that's what we've seen him do more of the last 5 years. But I think if Joey rapped for 5 years and released bare minimum two projects, I think he'd still be in the conversation. So I think that samples
depends on where them albums go.
Yeah.
Because if you drop two more projects like America's Most, you know, that one, then it probably wouldn't be as relevant.
Yeah. I don't think he'd experiment like that again, though. I
think he came back because he realized, all right, yeah, no, I fucked up. Like, I pivoted too hard. Let me go ahead and turn around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the only reason I'm like that, too. He in between that two to three. Pick a day, you know.
Pick a day.
Pick a day.
Fair. Luda's a living legend.
Undeniably. Gucci. One of the first rappers to get an acting bag.
Gucci.
Undeniably. Trap God.
Common.
T.I. We can throw T.I. in there.
Okay. Does Common make the list at all?
Common's an argument. But Common went against fucking Ice Cube, so it's kind of tough.
Common would be an argument for living legend?
Yeah. Ice Cube, argument for God tier.
Is Busta an argument for God tier?
That's tough. Busta can rap like the niggas from God tier, but I don't know if Busta has the verse
Busta got a couple verses though.
No, I'm not saying that he don't got good verses, but I don't know if I can compare a Busta verse to a Biggie verse or to a Jay verse or to like Ice Cube. Like even Ice Cube, like that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, no,
he ain't got one of them. Cold.
Busta cold, but he ain't got one of them.
I give you that. I definitely give you that. Yeah, that's tough.
I'm like, he don't got an Illmatic.
Wu-Tang is Living Legends.
For sure.
Would you argue any of them individually for God tier?
Depending on what year you was born, Method Man could be a solid argument.
I'd agree. DMX.
God tier. Two albums, number one, same year. Like, who could piece with that? Two albums, number one, same year. Nipsey?
Ooh, where Nipsey go?
Not living. No shade.
No shade. But what would you personally make an argument for Nipsey and God's here?
No.
Then where did he go?
He's a legend. Because even before Victory, you left $100 albums, like $100 mixtapes, like the Jay-Z, like the shit he was doing was still legendary. You know what I'm saying? So I think due to like his untimely demise, he wasn't able to reach that GOAT. Like, he wasn't able to reach that, like, that God tier status. But he has the potential. So we got to at least put him in that legendary.
So then maybe we don't consider it living legend. Maybe we just consider it the legend category.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. LL.
Legend. Nelly.
Gotta be legend, right?
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Gotta be legend.
All right, we said, did we put Cam with Jim? We put both of them? All right, making sure.
We're money back.
I was just looking at his shit, and I was just like, bro, money back is hell the fuck off. I'll put him in three? Like four. Like wow. Three, four, honestly.
He with Meek in four?
Yeah, damn near.
Oh,
that's Kodak. Actually like a perfect. Kodak is like two.
Glad you said that.
Yeah,
Kodak has mad potential.
Yeah, Kodak is gonna be at number one by the time you get done.
Where do we say Travis was? Did we say three?
No, we put Travis at one, but we put Travis at one with hip hop, didn't we?
Yeah, well, you said hip hop artist. I don't know if he ever solidified where he falls.
Oh yeah, shit. Well, he is. He like the biggest next to Drake type shit as far as like that what he can command, I guess.
Did you put Travis on the same level as Thug?
Travis bigger than Thug.
He is.
Yeah.
But all things considered, though.
What, that he not
rapping? Even, 'cause I think Thug has better rap skill than Travis does. Would that even it out, though, given everything?
The skill?
Yeah.
The numbers will never be the same.
They won't. Yeah, Travis's numbers do match tier one.
Travis's numbers is almost Kanye numbers. So that's why I'm like, Travis is in competition with them. He not in conversation with Thug. So that's more so what it takes Travis out of that conversation. It's about what he brings. It's about how his album and everything is performing. Like, it's not about his rap skills. So, but that's why I gave him that asterisk of like hip hop, like, because he's not a rapper.
Larry June.
Got to go on that. He's not as relevant as Gunna and them.
He's not, but he is. I think he's steadily climbing, though.
Yeah.
In terms of relevancy.
Yeah. I would put him at four by default, but he's better than the other two and four right now, currently.
So not enough of an argument for three, though.
Well, it depends on the other people that we put in three. So we can leave him out of four right now.
21 Savage is in three. Smino, Gunna, Dirk, Lil Baby, Meg.
See, I don't know if he's as relevant as any of those people.
He can go four.
Yeah.
By default.
Yeah, that's why I said by default, because I'm like, shit, like, he wouldn't be as known as a Meek, but musically, he's more relevant currently.
Young Boy.
One.
Ooh.
Power. He got more power than everybody on that one list.
You're not lying.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, power, bro. He got that shit in the palm of his hand.
Polo G.
Three.
Did we decide on Gun? On West Side Gun?
I don't think so. But I wouldn't be mad at three.
I thought you was gonna argue too. Because you said Benny was three.
Uzi Wild. Oh, yeah. I said Benny was three. Benny is a solid five. I'm gonna put him under four.
Not under four. That's tough.
My bad. I fuck with Benny. Like,
put Benny at four. If West Side gonna be three, just put Benny at four.
Yeah, we can put Benny at four.
Then where Freddy?
Put Freddy at three. Freddy makes better music to me.
Baby King.
See, I thought you were gonna bring this one up earlier, and I'm like, he's teetering right now between that three with potential to go to two.
Two. But he's three.
Mm-hmm. He has very high potential though. It really depends on this Hillbilly project. If they drop it and he go crazy, then he would be at two. Because he got potential to be as big as Uzi.
Oh, you're right. I agree. 100% agree. Sure. ASAP.
ASAP is not relevant. But if you want to go based off of he just dropped, put him at four.
Could this album change things?
Hence, is his wife going to be on it?
Potentially.
I mean, you know, that might get you a number one. But honestly, I think ASAP is ASAP. Like, ASAP, we're not going to get anything new from. So if ASAP would have kept producing at the same amount that like a Drake, a J. Cole, and Kendrick would have produced, then we would have been having a conversation to include him in that conversation because his relevancy would have been as high. But due to the fact that he kind of stepped away from music and landed more into that fashion realm and shit like that, and now he's like a father and all that, and now he's trying to like try to pop back out with music, it's like, bro, you kind of fell off. We still know who you are at the end of the day, and you got the potential to be cold, but not all the shit that you do. Like the Babushka Boys, I ain't fuck with that he dropped a couple years ago.
I don't even remember that.
I'm saying it was a colorful ass video. It was a great video. It looked nice. Song, wasn't really fucking with that. Last thing I fuck with was probably that Frank Ocean experiment shit that he did on you know, that album. And then outside of that, the Cozy Tapes, I fuck with that shit. So I don't think that ASAP skill wise would ever be in question. It's kind of crazy. We could actually put, I feel like ASAP more than Big Sean or Wale could actually fit into that Living Legend. Because he's done a lot of things in different spaces and he also put people on.
So does he fall? Did he also fall in that category in terms of we just can't list him?
Yeah, I would do that. Like that. That's what I was doing at first. But I'm like, shit. Yeah. If anything, he kind of is
Living Legend.
Living Legend.
I feel that. Yeah, I think I like not listing them three though, just because sure. I don't think they're solidified Living Legends just yet in comparison to the rest of the list. Earl Sweatshirt.
Can't list him.
Not enough?
Yeah. He's undeniably cold.
Right.
But I don't
we would be listing them by default.
Yeah. I'm like, we'd be listing them. We'd be listing them off of relevancy, which is unfair.
Yeah. Denzel Curry.
I personally don't want to list him.
Same reason.
I feel like his relevancy is growing, but niggas might not be hip to him yet. Like,
I feel that.
Yeah.
Vince Staples.
I honestly would put Vince at that three. I feel like, depending on how his next project is, he could very much well go into that too. And he has a TV show going out, so that'll put his face in front of people more. So he could very much well be at that too.
Lupe.
Living legend. I'm like, shit, if you talk to the wrong motherfucker on the right day, they'd be trying to argue for that, you know, that God tier.
You're not wrong.
We talk about Mos Def.
We did not bring up Mos Def. Would he be?
Nah. I go living legend. I go living legend.
It's enticing to try to make the argument.
Yeah.
She.
Yeah,
that's tough. I'm trying to think. Did we where would Trippie go on a list like this?
Four low on that three.
Has Trippie,
because Trippie would be in the realm of a Gunna, Dirk, etc.
I'd agree.
But I don't think he's eclipsed them.
Has he eclipsed the niggas in four?
Oh, he's more relevant than a Meek Mill. He's more relevant to me personally than a Moneybagg Yo. Then who's the last person in
four? Larry and Benny are also in there.
I like Larry. I'm not trying to shit on Larry. So it's like, I wouldn't say he's more relevant, but it depends on who you're asking. Trippy has the kids. Larry has the smokers. So, and Larry also has like a West Coast vibe. So he got like, that's what I'm like. It depends on who you ask. What side of the world we on? Because if we ask a group of white kids who Larry June is, they might not know him. But if we ask a group of white kids who Trippie Redd is, they might know every song.
Yeah.
But if you ask a nigga who smokes weed, who Trippie Redd is, they might not know a song, but they might know who he is, but they might know every verse on a Larry June tape.
Does that argument make Trippie three, though?
Popularity, relevancy.
I hate it, but I mean, it makes sense. We missing anybody of note?
Probably. They'll let us know.
They'll definitely let us know. There's somebody out there that we haven't mentioned. Oh, also, Playboy Cardi. That's who I forgot.
I'm like, you said Trippie, you said Uzi. How we forget Cardi?
Right. Cardi has to be three, though, right?
Two.
Numbers.
Uzi?
I mean, is Cardi's right under him?
Cardi might be bigger than Uzi.
Yeah,
not to us, but the kids, bro, the kids.
Yeah.
That's tough. I know it hurts. I know
that is. I mean, I get it. I it makes sense. Post Malone,
not a rapper. He's a pop artist. His last album says pop.
You're right. Just trying to find names here. Oh, where would you have put XXX, if anywhere?
If he was still here?
Yes.
If he was still here and the album had just dropped, too. Be right there, Uzi. But due to his untimely demise, he's not listed.
Would you do Migos as a group or individually?
Group.
And where would they go as a group?
Living Legends. Individuals, then we could start breaking them down in tiers, which at that, I would say that.
I think I low-key want to do them individually.
You want to do it?
I think so. I would agree that as a group, they Living Legends, though.
Migos is in Living Legends, but yeah. We can now go through all of them.
Weibo is what?
Weibo is the most relevant, but he is the trashest in skill. So, due to default, that, where's Gunna?
Three.
Yeah, by default. I want to put him to four, but yeah, by default, yeah.
Offset.
We dinner got to put all of them in three. Because I'm like, none of them would be as relevant to go to two.
Not on their own.
Yeah.
Takeoff skills should put him in two.
Shit, I think Offset skills should put him in two. But Takeoff's nice. Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily argue either of them from a skill standpoint.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like that relevancy, that be the thing. It's like, bro, that'd be the thing that be killing me with some conversations, bro. I'd be like, damn, like I might like an artist personally, but how relevant are they to the industry or the world and shit like that. And then it's like, so even like conversation about Smino, you know, that's why I was so like, all right, like we fuck with Smino, but also Smino's from the Midwest. So of course niggas from Milwaukee would know who the fuck Smino is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like Migos is a good place to end though. Cause like we said, I'm pretty sure there's a pocket of people, I'm sure, that we're missing. Y'all, I definitely will leave it up to y'all.
Nobody from Florida except for Kodak.
Facts, Jesus. Well, I mean Ross, but still.
Oh yeah, Ross too. My bad.
Point made. But I'm honestly, but y'all,
we only got two people from Louisiana.
Yeah. We didn't even ask about Boosie.
Didn't. Living Legend. But you know.
Yeah. I mean, y'all can fill out the rest of the tiers yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can add who y'all want to the tiers. No, I know y'all sure. Probably y'all gonna want to move some people, I'm pretty sure. So that's perfectly fine. But I don't know. I think that's a great foundation. I think based on the conversation we was having, that's a great foundation to use for how you want to kind of separate, you know, tiers of artists. Even if y'all think it's something else that could have been added to the criteria, let us know that too. You know what I'm saying? Like we don't got the best memory, you know what I'm saying? But
hey, shout out to my nigga FABO, you know, drop another soul tape for us.
Shit. Where would Fab go?
Living Legend.
It's a lot of Living Legends, then.
Hey, it's a lot of them.
It's a lot of legends. It's a lot of
of undeniable legends, bro. Honestly. Okay. Like I think because it's like a lot of niggas wasn't trash.
Right.
They just ain't had shit else to drop. Like, a lot of niggas was not trash, bro. Like, damn, that album fire. Damn, that album fire. Stop listening. Yeah. You ain't even fall off, bro. Niggas just stop fucking with you. Damn, that's crazy. How they do that? Yeah.
But anyway, regardless, this will be at the end of the actual episode, this part. But nah, man, we broke down tiers for y'all. You know, Pat said he's not a hip-hop historian, but I don't even think you got to be a historian for at least the way we kind of put the tiers in the context. Yeah, but definitely, like, let us know what y'all agree with, what y'all disagree with. Where would y'all put people that we didn't name? Where would y'all move people we did name? Did we miss anybody in the God tier level? Because I feel like even the people we ended up adding, I'm not mad at that God tier list at all. But yeah, bro. more music content. Any parting words, brother?
So, you know, I always just want the people to remember that. Yeah, just remember that. So with that being said, it's been real. It's been chill. I ain't really got too much to spill, but hey, I got some seals and, you know, I'll be in my feels. That's why I keep it cozy and I keep it chill. But hey.
Peace.